Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and I want to tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Florida, a master's degree in education from Armstrong Atlantic State University, and a doctorate in education from Georgia Southern University. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a member of both the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the National Guild of Hypnotists, and I am president of the American Alliance of Hypnotists. I'm the director of the Steve G. Jones School of Clinical Hypnotherapy. I also serve on the board of directors of the American Lung Association in Los Angeles. I have over 2 decades of experience in hypnotherapy, and I still maintain a busy practice and teaching schedule because I see clients and teach classes worldwide. My client base consists mainly of people who want to lose weight, stop smoking, or gain confidence. Other clients include sales teams interested in boosting motivation and increasing income. Also, singles looking for love, insomniacs desiring proper sleep, and actors desiring more confidence for their next audition. When I travel to see clients and teach hypnotherapy certification classes around the world, I visit such places as Tokyo, Japan, Barcelona, Spain, Paris, France, London, England, Montreal, Canada, Los Angeles, California, and New York, just to name a few. By the way, since you have an interest in hypnosis, perhaps you'd be interested in becoming a certified clinical hypnotherapist. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is go to my website, stevegjones.com, and click on Hypnosis Classes at the top. You can either train in person or online. After your training, you'll be added to our worldwide directory of certified clinical hypnotherapists, and you'll receive a certificate. I was fortunate for many years to have my office in Beverly Hills, California, where I worked with such wonderful people as Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman, Geraldine Saunders, the writer of The Love Boat, and many other celebrities. I have been interviewed on CNN, Fox News, and appeared on True TV, in addition to having my own hypnosis TV show. With my over 20 years of experience, I'm happy to share with you techniques that I've both developed and learned, which can help you improve your life. I encourage you to visit my website, stevegjones.com. There you will find my life's work, 22 books on hypnotherapy, over 3,000 hypnosis recordings available as downloadable MP3s or CDs, and these recordings will program your mind to achieve goals in such areas as weight loss, motivation, and stopping smoking. I also have audiobooks, such as this one, where I'm talking with you and sharing with you in a very dynamic way techniques that you can use to improve your life and the way you do things. The reason I'm telling you all of this is not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I, your teacher, am very capable and I know what I'm talking about. I'm also very happy for the opportunity to share this information with you, so rest assured that you're in good hands and let's have some fun as we now expand your knowledge. I wish you well in all of your endeavors, and be sure to visit my website, stevegjones.com. Welcome to The Wealth Trigger. This is the program that takes you from beginning to end, and there really is no end because you continue to grow the rest of your life, but we're going to get you up and running from wherever you are financially and in your beliefs about yourself and your relationship to money, from wherever that may be, to where you need to be, which is a person who's fully functional financially and able to create abundance and to continue learning and growing and becoming wealthier. My story of wealth has an interesting beginning because it starts with me being very successful in Beverly Hills. I was a hypnotherapist in Beverly Hills. I had an office there. I was seeing celebrity clients, doing very well. And I also had a home in Marina Del Rey. But guess what? I was renting everything. So I was renting my expensive Beverly Hills office, and I was renting my home in Marina Del Rey, California, and everything was slipping through my fingers financially. In other words, almost every dime that I made, and I made a lot of money, but almost every dime I made went right back to paying rent and just paying for my cost of living. Sometimes we get caught up in this, don't we? We get caught up in the idea of thinking we're doing well financially, but really we're not. There's a leak. We're sabotaging ourselves somehow. For me, the sabotage was in letting everything go right back to the people I paid rent to. I wasn't actually gaining wealth. It was only when I decided to move to a less expensive area, I moved to Savannah, Georgia, which was a beautiful place. Beautiful, absolutely wonderful. Got a house right on the water, a big house on the water, for a lot less money per month than my rent was, interestingly enough. And I started building my web business. But I did all of this using the concept of the law of attraction, just believing that I could attract it and attracting it to me. And interestingly enough, I wasn't in Beverly Hills anymore. I wasn't in my posh Beverly Hills office hypnotizing my celebrity clients in person. I was in Savannah, Georgia, on an island on the water, making even more money because I had built my web business up to the point where I was making more money than I was in person. And guess what? I wasn't wasting my money on rent anymore. I was investing it in myself and in my future by paying my mortgage. So I say my story has an interesting twist to it because of starting out at what seemed like the top of the world, but really what was going on is financially, I was fooling myself. Financially, I wasn't doing that well, making lots of money, but not saving it. Because as they say in wealth building, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. So I wasn't really keeping anything. Sometimes we find ourselves in those situations. We find ourselves in situations where we're doing a lot and where we seem like we're successful because maybe we have certain things like a car that we're probably paying a lot of money a month for, or a place that we're possibly renting, and it seems like we're doing well, but we're really not. So I don't know if that's your story, but I'm hoping on some level that you can relate to that because we all have our own struggles. We all have something that we must go through in order to get to where we want to be. So maybe you're in a situation where you don't have a lot of income, or maybe you're in a situation where all of your money is being spent on things that aren't really giving back, like rent, for example, and you want to change that. No matter what your situation is, no matter where you are on the spectrum of wealth, this program is designed to take you to where you want to be. And guess what? It all starts with you. It all starts with you believing in yourself. Once I started believing in myself, I started looking at reality. And reality said that I wasn't building wealth. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted there to be some fruits of my labor. I wanted there to be some evidence, some real evidence of my success. I wanted to have a bank account. I wanted to have investments. I wanted to have financial security. And that's what I want you to have. And the way I'm going to give that to you is by teaching you how to give it to yourself, how to create it in your own life. And the best way that I know of to do that is through hypnosis. Well, teaming up with Joe Vitale is a wonderful thing that happened to me. Joe Vitale, of course, as you know, is the man who starred in The Secret. Joe Vitale has inspired so many people about how to use the law of attraction, but he also has an interest in hypnosis, which I think is wonderful because that's what I've been doing for over 25 years, hypnosis. So we've teamed up together. The expert in law of attraction, Joe Vitale, and the expert in hypnosis, myself, have teamed up because we each believe in the other's work. I believe that law of attraction is the most powerful force in the universe, and Joe Vitale believes that hypnosis is the way to reprogram your subconscious mind for ultimate success. So, because we both are experts in our own fields, and we believe in the other person's field, we are going to join forces to benefit you, to bring you to where you want to be financially. This program is called the Wealth Trigger, and the idea is that we're going to trigger things in you that are going to allow you to get to where you want to be. So you can look at the word trigger in a number of ways. We're also going to teach you how to pull the trigger and get financially motivated, get moving forward, because sometimes people just kind of have ideas about where they want to be, but they're not following through. They're not making it happen. They're not moving forward. So we want you to pull that trigger. We want you to take the steps toward your financial success. So for my part, I'm going to talk about hypnosis and how it works with your subconscious mind to get you to where you want to be. Joe is going to talk about the metaphysical concepts of hypnosis and the law of attraction and how it all ties together, how hypnosis and the law of attraction and the universe in general tie together and how you can use all of those things to benefit your life. So let me go ahead and explain to you how I'm going to teach you hypnosis. I've been teaching hypnosis for a long time. I've been certifying people in hypnotherapy for a long time. And I have a very systematic way to do it. And so that's the way I'm going to approach this. I'm going to teach it to you in parts. First, I'm going to start with inductions. and then deepenings. Don't worry about what the words mean right now because I'm going to review them. Then I'm going to talk about scripts, then amnesia, and then transtermination. So let's take it from the top. In the inductions module, which is the next module, you are going to learn about how to induce hypnosis. That means how to get yourself into hypnosis, how to program yourself. The first part of a hypnosis session is designed to lull you into a trance, to draw you into it, to relax you, to get you into a hypnotic state of mind. That's what we call the induction. And it can be a walk along the beach, a walk in the woods. It can be anything that you find relaxing. I'm going to go into more detail, of course, in the module itself. But just to give you a preview of this, that's what you can expect, to learn how to get yourself into hypnosis. Now, it's important that you put these principles to use right away. So I want you to prepare yourself. I want you to get the equipment that you might need. For example, you will probably want to record the sessions for yourself. It's great to know how to hypnotize yourself, but if you think about it, if you're hypnotizing yourself and you fall asleep, well, there's really no one hypnotizing you anymore because the hypnotist, yourself, has fallen asleep. So I want you to start making recordings for yourself. Use the technology I give you. Use the procedures that I tell you and put them on a recording. That way you can listen to it. And if you fall asleep, it's okay because your subconscious mind will still be receptive to the messages. So if you don't already have a way to record information, I want you to get that. And most computers have a built-in microphone and recording software. So the induction is the first part. I'm going to teach you how to induce hypnosis, how to involve all of your senses, how to paint a beautiful picture of a beach or the woods or what have you, and I'm going to actually give you some of the inductions that I use. I'm going to share them with you so that you will understand how an induction is written, so that you will understand the components of an induction by hearing actual inductions that I have written. Then I'm going to talk about the deepening. The deepening is where we enhance the hypnotic state. An induction is designed to lull the person into hypnosis. A deepening intensifies that, bringing them even deeper into hypnosis, allowing you to relax even more thoroughly. So when we get to the module on deepenings, I'm going to share with you some of my deepenings. And just to give you a preview, I'm going to share with you deepenings about the sun setting, about a leaf falling, about a kite in the sky lowering. Because this downward motion of the sun setting or a leaf falling or a kite lowering tends to be very relaxing. As your subconscious mind locks onto that concept of the sun going down or a leaf going down or a kite going down, you go down also in your level of consciousness. So you relax more deeply. That's why we call it the deepening. Next, we're going to talk about the script. The script is where all the magic happens, if you will. That's where all the programming happens. If I put you into hypnosis by inducing hypnosis, and then I intensify that with a deepening, well, I haven't really done anything yet. All I've done is relaxed you. The script is where all the magic happens, where all the change happens. This is where you will be able to program yourself for success. This is where you will be able to program yourself for change. So the script is where everything takes place. And I'm going to share with you some specific scripts about wealth, because that's what this program is all about. More than just learning hypnosis, it's learning hypnosis to program yourself for unlimited wealth. So I'm going to share with you some very powerful words that you can use to make your own recording so that you can program yourself for success. You can program yourself for unlimited wealth, so that you will move easily, almost effortlessly, toward your goals. I say effortlessly because your subconscious mind will be programmed to allow wealth to happen in your life, to allow you to hold on to money. Remember my story where money was coming to me, but it was slipping through my fingers in the form of rent? Well, maybe you've been doing something similar. Maybe you've been going out and gambling your money away. Maybe you've been spending excessively. Maybe you've been blocking money from even coming into your life. Whatever it is that you've been doing to limit yourself, you're going to let go of that. You're going to break through your barriers once and for all, and you're going to allow money to come into your life. And Joe is going to talk about how you can use the law of attraction to manifest even more money. So in addition to holding on to the money that is already coming into your life, you're also going to learn how to manifest more money. Then I'm going to talk about the next part of the hypnosis session, which is amnesia. Isn't that interesting? Amnesia. When you think about it, It's rather interesting that you would cause yourself to forget something good, such as programming yourself for unlimited wealth. I mean, isn't that beneficial? Isn't that something you want to remember? Well, unfortunately, so many people work against themselves when they consciously think about the program. So you're going to learn how to cause yourself to forget what you've programmed yourself to do and to just do it at a subconscious level. That way you won't overanalyze everything you do. And then we're going to talk about transtermination. Transtermination happens in two different ways. One way to terminate a trance, meaning end a trance, is to bring yourself back up out of hypnosis. So if you're going to make a recording for yourself to use in the daytime, you're going to want to be able to bring yourself out of hypnosis. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. The other form of transtermination is just allowing yourself to drift into a safe and restful sleep. That will be helpful if you're listening to the recording at nighttime and you don't want to wake up at the end of it. You just want to go to sleep. So I'm going to teach you the two forms of transtermination, one that wakes you up and one that allows you to continue sleeping restfully until the morning. I want to give you some background information about hypnotherapy, and I also want to talk to you about what hypnosis is and isn't so that you have a more thorough understanding of it. In the 1950s, the American Medical Association started noticing hypnosis after a patient underwent a thyroidectomy. That means the removal of the thyroid while they were in a hypnotic trance. Now, they didn't have any painkillers. They didn't have any medicine to cause the pain to be non-existent. All they had were the words of the hypnotherapist. In other words, surgery was performed and there was no pain felt by the patient, but it wasn't because of medicine. It wasn't because of drugs of any kind. It was just because of the words used by the hypnotherapist. A hypnotic trance was induced in the patient and they felt no pain. Ever since then, this happened in the 1950s, ever since then, the American Medical Association has had a new way of looking at hypnosis. Previously, they didn't really know what to think about it. They thought that maybe it was something that worked, maybe it didn't. But after that landmark procedure, they started noticing. My point in telling you this is that hypnosis is something with a sound scientific background. It's not something that's just made up. It's not something that might work. It's something that does work, and it's something that has been recognized by professionals. So, when you use hypnosis on yourself to increase your powers of gaining wealth, realize there's a lot of science behind it, and a lot of very well-educated people have taken notice of its power. Let's talk about the stages of consciousness. We have four stages of consciousness which are important in hypnotherapy. They are beta, alpha, theta, and delta. Notice they don't go in alphabetical order, but that is the proper order for them in descending order. Beta being the highest level of consciousness, where we are right now. You're wide awake, listening to what I'm saying, taking it in. Alpha is the next state down. Alpha is a light hypnotic state, and believe it or not, you can actually go into alpha while I'm talking. You go in and out of alpha all day long without even realizing it. But there's a very important distinction between beta, which is full awakening consciousness, and alpha, which is the lightest state of hypnosis. In alpha, you become very suggestible. Your mind becomes programmable. That's why hypnosis is powerful. And that's also why you don't really need to be completely out of it or an otherworldly state, such as a Zen-like trance where you don't remember anything. You don't need to be in a state such as that. All you need to be is a little bit relaxed. Remember, you go down to alpha all day long. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But let's talk about the next state down, which is theta. Theta is a sleep state, but it's also a state of hypnosis because the stages of sleep and the stages of hypnosis are no different from one another. The scale is exactly the same. The next state down is delta. In delta, you are completely unconscious. However, it's also a state of hypnosis. So keep this in mind, that when you go to sleep and when you fall into a restful sleep, if you're listening to hypnotic suggestions during that time, you don't need to worry about not getting the suggestions because the stages of sleep are the same as the stages of hypnosis. As you drift down deeper and deeper, the state or stage of hypnosis increases. Similarly, when you go to sleep, the state or stage of sleep increases. It's the same scale. So many people have a concern that if they fall asleep, they won't be getting hypnotic programming anymore. They won't be taking in information. They'll just be sleeping. That's not correct. They will actually be in a state of hypnosis, which still allows them to take in information. So whether you're in the lightest state, which is alpha, in which you really think you're still awake, or the deepest state, which is delta, you are still able to take in information. Let's talk more about this important distinction between beta and alpha. You can go into alpha without even realizing it, as I've said. So let's go through a typical day of a person, and we'll say that he works at ABC Corporation. Let's say that at 7 a.m., his alarm clock goes off. Now, prior to the alarm clock going off, he was in a sleep state. Let's say he was in delta. The alarm clock goes off, and he goes right up to the top state, which is beta. Hits the snooze button, starts to drift back down to alpha, then to theta. Then the alarm goes off again. He goes right back up to beta. This time he decides to stay up. He gets into the shower, and in the shower he starts daydreaming a little bit. Still awake, still aware of what's going on, yet daydreaming. He is now in alpha. He has slipped back down to a hypnotic state. Remember, anything alpha or lower, meaning alpha, theta, and delta, is considered to be a hypnotic state. So he is in hypnosis while he believes that he is still awake. He gets out of the shower, gets dressed, has breakfast. While having breakfast, he reads the newspaper. While reading the newspaper, he begins to zone out a little bit or space out a little bit. And by the way, when you hear people use those words, those are indications of alpha. When they zone out or space out or go into a daydream, those are all examples of slipping into alpha, slipping into a hypnotic state. Do you know sometimes when you read things in the morning when you're a little tired, you perhaps haven't had coffee yet, you're not wide awake, and you can read them over and over and over, the same paragraph a few times, and still not absorb it? That's an indication of being an alpha. However, even when you're wide awake, or you think you're wide awake, and you're reading your favorite book and really getting into it and really getting into the story, that is also an example of alpha. You are being lulled into a hypnotic state. It's so interesting that throughout our day, we think we're wide awake, yet oftentimes we're in hypnosis without even realizing it. So let's continue on with the story of our fictitious person, and let's say he gets in his car to drive to ABC Corporation. While in the car, he's driving a route that he knows. He knows the way to get to work because he drives it 5 days a week. So his brain goes down into alpha, goes on autopilot, and he doesn't necessarily remember the drive. Perhaps you've had that happen to you, where you go somewhere and you don't remember the drive, and you think, where did I go during that time? You powered down to alpha. You were still aware of what was going on. And if anything had happened, perhaps an animal was in the road or a car swerved into your lane, you would have been able to respond. Yet your brain, for the most part, is narrowing its focus, just focusing on what's going on, blocking out anything that's not important, yet still being able to respond. That's what it's like being in hypnosis. You're very focused, yet if something happens in the external environment, you're still able to respond to it. Unless, of course, you go down to theta or delta in hypnosis, in which case you will be asleep. However, remember, you'll still be in a state of hypnosis. You'll still be able to take in the commands. So let's continue on with the story of our fictitious person. He arrives at ABC Corporation, says hello to a few people, goes to his cubicle, and begins to daydream. He goes down to alpha. Now, the times when he was not in alpha, he was in beta, full awakening consciousness. For example, perhaps he walks in the office and the boss is there and says hello to him. He says hello to her. He's in beta, full awakening consciousness. It's the boss. Must be wide awake. Must be fully attentive. But then he goes to his cubicle and begins to daydream a little bit. You don't have to be daydreaming in order to be an alpha. You can just be absorbed in something, like driving or reading a book, and your brain will power down to alpha. So all throughout his day, he will continue to change between alpha and beta, alpha and beta, alpha and beta, in hypnosis, out of hypnosis, in hypnosis, out of hypnosis, all day long. And so many people say that they can't be hypnotized, or that they've never been hypnotized, or that it won't work on them. But I want to tell you that you have been in hypnosis, just like everyone else on the planet has been, many times, every single day of your life, ever since you were born. The only difference between drifting into alpha naturally, which you do every day, and being hypnotized, formally hypnotized, at a hypnotherapist office or with your own recording or with one of my recordings or someone else's recordings, the only difference between those two states, naturally drifting into it and having it formally done, are two differences. Number one, you're being put into hypnosis when it happens formally. It's not just happening organically. You're being put into hypnosis right then and there through specific words that are chosen. The second difference is that you are being programmed positively. Think about it. You go in and out of hypnosis all day long, even when you watch TV or listen to radio commercials. You're being programmed to buy what the advertisers want you to buy. So the second difference is very important. You're being programmed with positive messages. rather than being programmed with whatever they want to put in your mind on TV or radio or in anything else in your environment, billboards, for example, while you're driving to work. You are being programmed with positive suggestions. And in this case, in this program, you're going to learn to program yourself positively for wealth, to attract and maintain unlimited wealth. One of the important concepts in hypnotherapy is that you control the environment. In other words, when you're listening to the recordings that you make, or if you're going to a professional hypnotherapy session, you want to make sure the environment is controlled. And when you go to a professional session, of course, it's going to be done for you. When you are listening to your own recordings, you're going to have to take care of that yourself. So what I want you to do is make sure that when you listen to your recordings, you don't have to use the restroom. May sound like a simple thing. Isn't that something that parents say to kids before they get in the car to go on a trip? Make sure you use the restroom. The reason you want to make sure you take care of that ahead of time is so that nothing disturbs you during the session. Likewise, you want to make sure that the temperature in the area you're in is controlled. So if you think you might get cold, have a blanket ready. If you think you might get hot, then wear loose clothing. And you also want to make sure that no sounds will disturb you. So if you're going to use hypnosis at your office, put a sign on the door outside saying, "Do not disturb." If you have a door at the office, turn off your cell phone, unplug your landline. Make sure that everyone knows that this is your special private time when no one should disturb you. One of the best times to hypnotize yourself is before you go to bed at night. And that's the time that I use my hypnosis recordings. When I'm lying in my bed at night, everything's quiet, phone is off, I know that no one and nothing is going to disturb me, and I listen to my recordings. It's not important to have headphones on or earbuds, but it is important to be able to hear the words audibly. So you want to make sure that if you're using speakers or headphones or earbuds, however you're listening to the recordings, that you can hear them clearly. So I usually keep the volume a little low. However, I make sure I can hear every word so that my subconscious mind will take the words in. Make sure the words are audible. And by the way, if you're ever listening to subliminal programming where the words are masked by music, make sure you can hear the music, and your subconscious mind will then be able to hear the words. In this program, we just deal with words that are audible, so I'm going to train you how to make recordings for yourself with audible words. The next thing to keep in mind is that it doesn't matter what position you're in. You can sit up, you can lie down, but I want you to make sure that you are comfortable, and I want you to make sure that if your body moves, you'll be okay. So when I do seminars and I have a room full of people, 1,000 people in the room, and everyone's sitting up in a chair, I know that some people kind of doze off and they might fall off of that chair. So I make sure that everyone is stabilized. I usually invite everyone to lie down on the ground. Now, in the comfort of your own home or office, you don't need to do that, but just make sure that the chair you're in is sufficient to be able to hold your body should you drift off, that you won't fall out of the chair. So you can lie down on a bed or a chair, just make sure that it's stable. It also doesn't matter which position your body is in, so you can toss and turn if you want. I know sometimes when I listen to my hypnosis recordings at night, especially when I'm first going to sleep, my body tosses and turns a little bit as I'm adjusting to the bed and settling down for the night. At the same time, I'm starting to listen to the hypnosis recording. It's already playing. It doesn't matter that my body's turning and shifting and so forth. You are free to move about as you listen to it. But what I want you to do is make sure that you do not listen to hypnosis recordings while you're operating a motor vehicle or doing housework or homework or anything like that. Make sure that you have chosen a time when you can lie down or sit in a chair where you are safe. And just do that. It's not the time to do anything else. It's not time to multitask. It's certainly not time to drive, because that's not safe when you're listening to hypnosis recordings. You may actually become unconscious, and you don't want that to happen while you're driving. As long as you follow these simple rules, you'll have a safe and enjoyable hypnosis experience. You'll very possibly fall asleep during it, which, as I've said, is fine. You may be aware of everything that you hear during the hypnosis experience. In other words, if you have a recording for yourself, you may be aware of what's on the recording, and you may even remember it afterwards, even with using amnesia. We'll talk more in depth about amnesia, but amnesia is designed to scramble your conscious recollection of what was said to your subconscious mind. It doesn't always work 100%. In other words, sometimes you have a conscious recollection of the session afterward, or you remember bits and pieces. That's okay. The hypnosis is still working. It's still going into your subconscious mind, even if you remember it. But when I listen to a hypnosis session, I listen to it at night and I let it put me to sleep. I let it lull me into a sleep, a restful sleep, and I wake up in the morning. That's not the way you have to do it. It's only one way of doing it. You can also have an alternate trance termination, as I've mentioned, and I'll go into more depth in that when we get to that module. But the alternate trance termination can bring you up out of hypnosis. So one can be designed to put you to sleep at night, and you listen to it, and you wake up in the morning. Another type of hypnosis session that you can record for yourself will be designed to wake you up when you're done. So follow the simple rules. Don't worry about tossing and turning. Don't worry about whether or not you remember the session at the end. It's still hypnosis and it's still working, and have fun with it. But before all of that, you have a little bit more to learn. I need to teach you in detail about the parts of the hypnosis session. So get ready to learn, get ready to have fun, and get ready to attract unlimited wealth.